take it on down from Muscle Shoals through Decatur. Birmingham. Ooh, Montgomery. Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my hometown. Mr. T.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. Once again, you want to be in touch with the program, 251-343-0106. And we'll get to your text over the course of today's program. Joining us now on the line, as promised, he's the lead pastor at Pathway Church, Travis Johnson, on the line with us. Pastor, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Always good to be with you and the whole broadcast family.
Hey, thank you for making time. We do appreciate it. The topic this last week is Israel and Iran and sort of the U.S.'s role in it. It is a matter of public policy. When I listen to the a lot of talking heads and even guys from Capitol Hill, when we talk about Israel and sort of what they believe, some believe a Christian duty, a biblical duty to ensure that there's a, you know, Israel is protected. And not my forte here to delve into these issues. So I wanted to get you on to kind of talk about that. And you know, what do you make of what we're doing here? You got really close ties to the Trump administration and their philosophy, but also talk about it, if you can, from a bit of a biblical perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think right out of the gate, you know, I just want to say I'm really glad that President Trump is a commander in chief and not Kamala Harris. We would be in a completely different scenario and situation. Of course, some of what we're dealing with right now is due to unfreezing billions of dollars of funds directly to Iran, whether it's, you know, by way of some kind of financial mechanism or actually putting pallets full of cash on airplanes and flying them into Iran. So, you know, what we have just seen is we've seen bunker busters to go in and wipe out some of that cash that the United States was sending over. So I think the one thing that's been vindicated here just in terms of geopolitics is that the maximum pressure campaign was a good campaign. And, you know, we should not be sending U.S. dollars to fund state sponsors of terror. So there's that. And then the other thing that I would just like to be very upfront about is that in accordance with Psalm 122:6, it is a good thing for us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Biblically, unequivocally, I pray and lift up Israel. When you think that Israel occupies less than 1% of the Middle East, and it's a fraction of the land that has been described in the scriptures as being Israel's land, you think they occupy such a small piece of land, and it's at this intersection of conflict and nonstop attacks. You know, one thing that we've heard is that Israel engaged in a preemptive attack on Iran, but to actually hold to that, you have to forget about October 7th, Iran's funding of Hamas, Iran's funding of Hezbollah, Iran's funding of the Houthis, and then Iran's direct attack on Israel. And when it comes to America First, you also have to think, you have to forget that there are 3 confirmed assassination plots against our president. And basically, Iran has been attacking and killing and holding hostage Americans since 1979. So just for that little bit of framework there, that's really, I think it's really helpful. Concerning, you know, Israel and the U.S., is there a biblical mandate for us to just adopt Israeli policy and to defend it? I don't think that that's there, but what is there is scripture is very plain and very clear that whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, and whoever curses Israel will be cursed. And Israel is an extraordinary example of resilience. It's amazing to see that Israel survived 400 years of captivity in Egypt and slavery in Egypt, 70 years in Babylonian captivity, the Holocaust, World War II, and just nonstop barrage of anti-Semitism. And so to see all of this is extraordinary. And we are truly living in some really amazing days, and very much thankful for the tone and the way that President Trump has handled this. And I think it also offers the church and Christians a good opportunity to examine why we believe what we believe. So extraordinary times, thankful to be praying for Israel. And I'm thankful that our president has conducted himself in the way he has. He's been an extraordinary leader through all of this.
So it sounds, you know, you said there's no, like, quote unquote mandate, but this is, I guess, in keeping with a sort of biblical worldview, that we're doing the right thing here.
I think President Trump has handled it really well, very well. And that wisdom is there. I think if I, you know, Jeff, if I'm just really concerned about some of the talking heads and the influences that are hitting people on TikTok and Instagram, that sort of thing, is a real rise in anti-Semitism. And sometimes this is done in the name of the church, in the name of scriptures. And, you know, this is not new either. Actually, the Deutsche Christen movement in Germany held to a replacement theology, and Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler exploited that to stoke anti-Semitism. And this ideology is basically that God has rendered the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants, especially the Abrahamic covenant, null and void. He's canceled that with the new covenant. But there is no place in scripture where this is the case. Now, to inherit eternal life, you have to believe in Jesus. And so your race and ethnicity or your socioeconomics, your color, your bank account, who you know, does not get you into heaven. The only thing that saves us is not our good works. The only thing that saves us is a man named Jesus. And we confess our sins to him and believe on him. So our being Gentiles or our being Jewish does not save us. Jesus saves us. But it is very interesting to me that that replacement theology combined with some conspiracies, like Khazarian conspiracy that basically says modern Israel is not the same as biblical or historical Israel. They don't hold the same genetics. All of this is not true. I think some of those conspiracies basically say that in the 8th and 9th century, the Khazars coming out of Turkey, they really were this group of people that mass migrated, and that's who is now claiming to be Jewish. This is a debunked conspiracy theory, and the genetics of the modern Jewish people are, after being reassembled from all over the world, are basically very, very similar to Palestinians, to the Druze, the people that are right there in that area. So really what happened when Harry Truman in one day declared that Israel was a state again is actually a fulfillment of prophecy that we see in Isaiah chapter 66. And that prophecy basically says that by the time that Israel experiences birth pangs, it will have already delivered. It would already have given birth. And it says, can you imagine a nation being built in a day? And that prophecy was fulfilled when Israel was reassembled. And so, you know, it's a really terrible thing to think that, you know, Christians have at times been on the wrong side of different things. But it's never been Jesus. It's never been the Bible. It's people getting in the way of things. So I'll say this, you know, anti-Semitism is absolutely incompatible with Christian faith. And whenever you see anti-Semitism or racism diminishing a person, their personhood, that is not because of scripture. That's because of the error that a person would have, or misinterpretation or misuse of scripture. But nowhere in the Bible does it do we see that God's covenant with Israel on that land or with those people have gone away. That passage remains. Psalm 122:6, that we pray for the peace of Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and anyone who blesses Israel will be blessed, and anyone who curses Israel will be cursed. And so I think it's a strong point for us to lean into. It also requires good leadership, and so I'm thankful for both of those.
Joined by Pastor Travis Johnson of Pathways Church here, talking about Israel and the sort of what the Bible says about it. But when you hear this this being used as a justification for foreign policy, I mean, does that and it's done by our elected officials, and it makes me a little antsy. I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but when you know, they say we're doing the right thing because this is what the Bible says, how does that make you feel about, you know, sort of leaning in that direction?
Well, for one thing, you know, God says he's gonna bring Israel back, not because of their goodness, but for his sake. Not for their sake, but for his sake. So that covenant is in place regardless of the kind of leadership that's in place. Now, you can look at Israel and you can see, according to scripture, good kings, and you can see wicked kings. Good example, David and Solomon and Josiah are all listed as kings that did what was right in the sight of the Lord. And of course, Ahab and Jezebel did what was wicked in the sight of the Lord. So it has never been that whatever Israel does, like, Israel is not God. God is God. And repeatedly, the Lord corrected Israel. In fact, there's another parallel that says that the Lord chastises those whom he loves. We know that from, you know, if you've had a good father or a good mother, it's a terrible thing to leave a child uninstructed and uncorrected. So it's not a blank check for whatever leader is in place in Israel. So, for instance, this morning, President Trump basically told Israel and Iran, hey, man, quit this. Quit. There's a ceasefire. Quit it. You know, I'm not going to explain it in the language of heat it. But, well, President Trump is within his ability and calling and appointment, his election, his authority to do that. He's negotiating that out. So it's not like standing with Israel, praying for Israel, means agreeing with everything that Israel does. When Israel was blessed, when Israel was obedient, Israel was blessed. When Israel was blessed, they had a tendency to forget who God was, who was responsible for that blessing that led to correction. That's something we see in our own lives, Jeff. How many times have, you know, when things gone well, we thought, hey, look at how good I did at that. We forget that those blessings came from the Lord. And so the Lord corrects us, and we should turn back to him. It's probably why one of the biggest prayer meetings that ever happens is when a hurricane comes through town. Everybody begins to pray. And so I think that's one opportunity for us here during the middle of conflict, is that we turn our hearts and our lives towards Jesus Christ. He's the author and finisher of our faith, and no one will see the Father except through Jesus. And so this should be, one, on a spiritual level, an opportunity for us to take good spiritual inventory of ourselves. And then secondly, on geopolitics, it's important that good leaders lead well.
Yeah, and as far as I can tell, I mean, does this seem like the right move? I mean, you talk to these guys at the White House. What seems to be the guiding principle here?
Well, I think we want peace, right? We want, you know, President Trump was, he was elected because, you know, we're tired of a lot of really well-skilled politicians who tell people what they want to hear and then don't do anything with what they said. I mean, this has been a disappointment for people from, you know, all parties. So President Trump comes in as an outsider, very difficult to get elected as an outsider. The establishment goes after you. Man, I can't imagine. I don't know how he does it. I was with President Trump the night he was arrested in D.C., so resilient. When, you know, it's the first time I ever heard him say, hey, a couple more indictments and I'll have this election wrapped up. But, you know, man, that's a lot of heaviness that's there. So, you know, President Trump, you know, he was elected America first. Well, for America to be, for the world to be healthy, America has to be healthy. And, you know, our economy needs to be working. And, you know, you can't have avowed terrorists just throwing assassination plots on the president. President Trump has had 3 confirmed assassination plots on him from Iran. October 7th did not only kill and take hostage Jewish people, it also took hostage American citizens. And, you know, you look at that complete destabilizing force. The difference between Russia and with a nuclear armament and Iran with a nuclear armament, Russia does not want a mutually assured destruction. They know if they launched nuclear weapons at us, that, you know, we would launch them at them. You know, what do you call a jihadi? A jihadi is someone that will explode themselves to explode someone else. And Iran is a jihadi with a nuclear bomb. And so when they're chanting from their parliament, death to the United States and death to Israel, we probably should believe people like that. So it's not America first, is not even isolationism, but it's putting America first. And it looks to me like, you know, President Trump has done a really great job of threading this needle and handling a really volatile situation that previous administrations have kicked the can on it, sent cash to. It's like we're throwing raw meat to a rabid dog. So, I you know, I'm really appreciative for how President Trump has navigated. I'm very disappointed in some of the talking heads and even some of the anti-Semitism and the lack of support for our country as we're dealing with something so difficult.
Pastor, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but I really do appreciate you hopping on and helping us out this morning. Let's do it again soon.
It's always so good. I would just encourage everybody that in the middle of difficulty and challenges, great challenges, you can always trust in Jesus. And one thing is for sure, that God's word never changes, and God has a people. And if you place your trust in Jesus, you're his people. And that's an incredible thing. And so, hey, thank you so much for letting me have a chance to talk about blessing Israel and God's people, people who follow Jesus, turning their hearts towards him. I appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you. Thanks again. Pastor Travis Johnson with Pathway Church. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.